Hey everyone, hope you're having a great summer. It's Mike Wapshaw inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. Another edition of the Pick 6 is ready for you. Thanks for the questions. Let's get to the answers. The first one comes from Peter. What will be the identity of the team this year? Will we be known as a running team that can also pass, or a passing team that can also mix in the run as well? Well, I like a lot about the Vikings passing game from last season. And if you look at what the Vikings did this offseason, no doubt about it, a focus on the running game. They signed Riley Reiff and Mike Remmers at offensive tackle, both very good run blockers. They signed Latavius Murray away from the Oakland Raiders, and they drafted Dalvin Cook. This team wants to be able to run the ball. At the end of the day, though, a lot of times the end of the games come down to moving the ball down the field quickly. Look at the Patriots in the Super Bowl last year. So I don't think there will be more of an emphasis on one area than the other. I think you got to be good at both. The next one's from Chris. Where are we at with a contract extending Xavier Rhodes? Always tough to tell where we are with contracts because Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer and GM Rick Spielman don't like to talk about it publicly. But we all know the Vikings want to keep Xavier Rhodes. Look at number 29. He's been one of the best corners in the NFL over the past couple of seasons, and he's really flourished under the tutelage of head coach Mike Zimmer. So much fun watching Xavier play the way he played last year, taking interceptions back for touchdowns 100 yards against the Arizona Cardinals, as an example. He's a big presence in the secondary. He's physical. He can come up and support the run. So there's no doubt about it that these two sides want to come together, and it won't surprise me if they do rather soon. Our next question comes from Alan. I think the biggest loss we've had is the combo of Locke at punter and Cordarrelle Patterson as gunner. Who could be that duo in 2017? Well, that's going to be something to watch at training camp, specifically as it relates to the punter, because we have two of them on the roster right now, Ryan Quigley and Taylor Samank. Those two guys are going to go to Mankato and the preseason and compete for the job. As a gunner, you know who I like in that role? Jerick McKinnon. Number 21 can do so many things for this team. He's good in the passing game as a receiver or a blocker. He can run the rock as well, and Mike Prefer can use him on special teams. Having Jerick McKinnon on this roster is awesome for the Vikings. Gerald has the next question. I am really intrigued by Elijah Lee. I can see him playing linebacker or safety. What do you think? Well, Elijah is a rookie, and he's one of five linebackers to watch at training camp competing for a starting spot in the base defense. But more importantly for Lee and the other rookies to remember is when you're a rookie and when you're not a starter, not only do you need to find a way to contribute on your side of the ball, you also have to find a way to contribute on special teams. It will not surprise me if Elijah Lee is a core member of the special teams group this season. Wayne with the next question. On Danielle Hunter's helmet cam, it's simply amazing to see the power and speed at close range. No doubt about it. We had Danielle Hunter helmet cam and wired for sound at an OTA this summer. If you haven't checked it out on Vikings.com, when you're done watching this, go back to the website and check it out. Plus, we had other wires, including my man Jerick McKinnon. Lots of fun stuff on the website. And the final one comes from Tyler. By the way, awesome handle for Tyler, at Skull Stall. Love it. I'll be following. To all of the VEN crew, thanks so much for the content every day. To all the Vikings fans out there, thanks for checking it out. That's why we do it. We do it for you. A lot of passionate people here at VEN putting lots of great content together and delivering it to you. Much more to come, including our training camp coverage, which is going to kick off on July 23rd. But before that, we have assistant coach interviews of every position on the Vikings roster rolling out between now and the start of camp. We're going to kick things off with the quarterbacks and quarterbacks coach, Kevin Stefanski, who has been on staff since 2006. Make sure you check that out right now at Vikings.com. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. Thank you for watching. We're going to be back next week with another edition as we continue to count down the days until training camp. The email address is at the bottom of the screen. Send your questions in to that address, and we could see you on next week's edition of the Pick 6.